Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Tuesday, Mario Williams, defensive end for the Houston Texans, was named to the Pro Bowl. And Mario talked about the honor in a conference call with the media.
Mario, can you just talk about being selected this year and your second time? How much of an honor it is? Was it expected? Surprised on your part?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge honor. You know, I think that it's, I mean, clearly, you know, throughout the NFL, I think being selected for the Pro Bowl, it's a thing of respect among your peers and everybody who plays football. So, you know, to be selected again, definitely, you know, it's a great feeling and a great honor to have.
Was it something that you expected, or was it a little bit of a surprise to you this year, or, you know, just it, personally, you know, when you look at this, it becomes more of an individual thing, just your own take on you being selected this year?
Well, you know, first off, I think that coming along with being a defensive end, I think it has a lot more to do with just having huge numbers. I proved that one time before when I didn't get selected. When I had 14, I had 6. So, you know, I mean, definitely, you know, I would like to have more sacks on a personal note. You know, and it wasn't like, you know, they weren't there, the chances weren't there. But at the same time, you know, it's just all about going out and playing ball, you know, and just having the impact. And like I said, having the respect gained from other players and coaches that you face in the division. And, you know, like I said, I've been on two ends of the stick, basically, you know, with the first year that, you know, I had great numbers. And, you know, now this year, you know, my numbers aren't where I want them to be. But, you know, it's just obviously it all kind of coincides. And, you know, it's all about having respect, you know, from your peers.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So Mario, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
So in one respect, whether you thought you were having the season this year, you should have had, or whatever, at the very least, this is a makeup call for 2 years ago.
Yeah, I guess that's what you want to call it. But it's definitely, it's one of those things that, man, you know, I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, anything can happen. I mean, you go out there and play ball, and you play as hard as you can, and, you know, a lot of people look at it as a numbers game and things like that, but whenever it comes down to actually facing your opponent, you know, it's just all about, you know, going out and having the biggest challenge against a particular player. And, you know, fortunately, I fell into that bracket again this year, and hopefully many years to come. So, you know, that's fun. I was just trying to play ball, and, you know, the numbers are great. You know, you definitely want that pretty much at the end of the year to say, oh, look what I got. But at the same time, like I said, when it comes out there, time to go out there and play ball and, you know, give respect from players across from you, that clearly outweighs, you know, whatever final numbers you have.
This tells you that whether your statistics are or where they should be or not, that you're the people that played against you this year think you're a hell of a defensive end, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the same thing that happened to me in my second year whenever, you know, I had those 14 sacks and, you know, things didn't go the right way. So, I mean, you know, however you want to look at it, you know, vice versa or whatever between the two, I mean, you know, that just depends on the person. It depends on the opinion that the person has to say about, you know, the situation that happened to me because like I said, I've been on both sides of the door, so... I mean,
no, it is what it is. Mario, what's your thoughts this year on the Pro Bowl being played the week before the Super Bowl and how that, you know, impacts some particular roster spots for the Pro Bowl selections and just what the players like or dislike about the way that it's set up this year?
Yeah, well, you know, for it to be before the Super Bowl, I mean, clearly, you know, I mean, every Super Bowl team is going to have players, you know, some might have 1, some might have 7, 8, you know, who knows. the Pro Bowl. So for it to be before the Super Bowl, I mean, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, you might have a whole side, you know, be swapped because of, you know, they can't play, you know, they're in the Super Bowl. So it's just one of those things that it's like, you know, like, I mean, well, what do? You just start sending, you know, other people, you know, like the backups or whatever. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that's kind of weird, but, I mean, that's what was chosen this year. So, I mean, that's just what's going to have to happen. I mean, if you got guys in the Super Bowl, I mean, clearly they're not going to play in the Pro Bowl. So it is what it is.
And I'm assuming that most players that are playing deep into the playoffs are glad to step aside from a game like that because they want to be in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hands down, yeah, you. I mean, it wouldn't be any, you know, question about, you know, which game you want to be in. It just comes down to the fact of, you know, people wanting to, you know, the NFL wanting to showcase the players and give them a reward, per se, you know, after the season, which is typically when it is. Now all of a sudden it's reported season. It's kind of like, hey, yeah, I'm one of the Pro Bowlers, but you know, I'm not gonna be able to, you know, enjoy the festivities and go out and, you know, mingle with the guys and, you know, just hang out with the guys. You know, last year was my first year, but I could definitely say that, you know, it's a great experience. So, especially if it's your first one, you know, going and seeing all the other great players and just being able to see them outside of football.
All right, guys.
Hi, Al.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right, what are your thoughts on how far the defense has come this year and the possibility of getting a playoff berth after all you've been through since you've gotten here?
I mean, it's pretty clear, you know, how far the defense has came. You know, in 1 minute we're setting the wrong pace to set the record, you know, for the worst defense in the history of football. And then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, we've definitely climbed that ladder and turned things around. So our defense has definitely came, I mean, tremendously, like, night and day from where we were and from where we have been in the past. So we just got to keep it up and, you know, just keep chopping wood. And as far as the playoffs and things like that, you know, we got to go out and take care of business regardless of what happens to anybody else. Because even if the you know, everything goes our way, if we don't take care of business, it's not going to do us any good. So we just got to stay focused and, you know that it's a one-game season because, you know, whatever happens, you know, is definitely determined by this one game. So we just have to go out and play ball, play smart and play hard and get a W, and then hopefully, you know, some other things to help us out.